Tonight is a continuation of last week. If she even an oimik, what we said last week. Vayvose Yaakov levadoi, vayeovik ish imoy at alus hashachar. Push the hayara, of an amaisa, we will be mamshich, we will see the or chazal, it's not a steer, it's haynuhach. Vayvose Yaakov levadoi, he was on his own. Vayoveg ish imoy. Who is this ish? Chazal tell us, the Soroshel Esav. Soroshel Esav, Chazal tell us, is the Samach Mem, the son. It's interesting. The son, the Koyach Hara, is the Soroshel Esav. Bal Kol Ponim, Amench, Amol, finds himself on his own. Vayvose Yaakov levadoi. And there are nisyonos when Amench is levadoi. Vayoveg ish imoy. Comes the satan, comes the yetzer hara. He's all on his own. Halavai, she. Yiras Hashem, ki yiras b'nei basav adam. A bench is on his own. Nobody sees. Lichayra. Nobody of HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees. Vayaveg ish imay. A bench is on his own. He can have tremendous milchamis. The shaila is, who's going to win? There is very often pure bechira. There very often is an opportunity to show, do I have real Yiras Shamayim? Is it real? Gemara Bracha says, "Galui biyodua lefanecho shiritzoneinu la'asos is ritzoincho, umi ma'akev so shebe'isa v'shibud malchius." The so shebe'isa is the bechira within the bench. You put the yeast in the dough. Shibud malchius is the hashpos of goyim. We have to fight on two levels. We have to fight on the Yetzer HaPnimi and the Yetzer HaChitzoni. The Yetzer HaPnimi, that's our Bechira. Our own Hisoiris to do, go against Ratzon Hashem. Over the Yetzer HaChitzoni, Shibud Malchius, Hashbois from Goyisha culture, Goyisha ideas. What's the ikka of this world? What does the goy say the ikka of this world? The ikka of this world, first of all, they say this world is the ikka. That gufa is already shibud malchius. Our dugme of the bench sitting on the beach, was the ganze ikka. Where's that come from? Comes from Goyshe of the Koyrus. Shibud Malchius. And what's the Iker of this Iker? Taiva, Hanor, Gashmis. וזה כל האדם. ומושפע. משגיח סד, זה צדיק בקודש לברוכה. Said to the Shmuz once, from the Sar Shebe Isa, we could be potter long ago. The biggest koyach is the Shibud Malchius. The biggest koyach is the Ashpoz we have from Goyim, that we think like a Goy. And even though we're B'nai Torah, we have Torah Dika Ashkofis, but they're colored by the Shibud Malchius, by Goyish ideas, Goyish values. We who've been brought up with all the exposure to the Goyish culture, what's more posh to us? What's more simple and claw? What's not so poshut, the values of Torah, not so poshut. Efshu, one of the biggest hezekim which come from watching movies, following sports, all the goyisha culture, is the subliminal message, what is this world all about? There's some people tighter that they found a clean movie. I don't know who was the censor who looked at the movie to decide it was clean. Aber der Gimel Averis Chamuris. Enochanami, it's Gilui Arayas. Aber there's Avoid Azor, there's Shvich Azdomim. And if there's no Gilui Arayas, Udafilu Tim Saloima, there's no Shvich Azdomim. And maybe you'll say, what's the point of watching the movie? Kenzai. Aber Avoid Azor, the Vada is. Avoid Azor. What's the message? What's the ikar of life? What's success? Torah, Avodas Hashem. That's the message you get. Borei Olam. This world's a prize of Lifnei Olam Abba. Or this world is the ikar. And the ikar of the ikar is Taivas and Hanois, a beautiful house and beautiful cars. V'chule. Ari was supposed to be a clean movie, so we can't go to the Hemshech of the beautiful. Kfir b'yisoidus, and it comes in a very subliminal way. That's why it's so damaging. If the movie has a clear message, kfira, no, we don't believe in that. But when you're affected, what you see, it's not a clear message. Who's the big success? What's the style of life? That gets in. Shibud Malchius. And that's why the Sorrow Shel Esav is the Samach Mem. Shibud Malchius. The Satan is the Sar Shel Esav. We're so mushpa by the Sar Shel Esav. Ubifrat when a mensch is alone, vayivose Yaakov levado, vayioveg ish imoy. Then there's a milchama. Then, mitzad sheni, a mensch can show the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm a yid. I'm not going to be nigra after these Yetzaharas. Kamuvan, a Ben Torah, make sure that he should never be in a matzav of sakana mitzad other things that are in the room. All Esav's technology, with the sorrow, his technology, which is all there to be machshil people, chalila. Bafilu, if there's nothing else in the room, and there are none of these gadgets, even so, the sorrow shel Esav comes, vayeovik ishimoy, and then, let's see who you are. Who's going to be Menatzeach? You, the Yid, the Ben Yisrael, Shesorisa, Ibu Elohim Ba'adam. That's a Yisrael. Are you a Yisrael? Or you're a Nebuch? The Medrash here on this pasuk, the Medrash Pliya, Be'etzim, we're going to try and learn the Medrash, try and explain the Medrash, but it's really a hemshech of what I've just said. Reb Brachia b'shem Reb Simon Omar, the pasuk says, Ein kokel yeshurun. Pasuk b'sois habracha. Ein kokel yeshurun. If a person knows dikduk, he realizes a very shver pasuk. When you have a word which is somuch to another word, you can't put the hey hayidia on that word. Dine. Explain. A lot of times people say, for example, HaRosh Yeshiva. Because in English we say the Rosh Yeshiva. Rosh, there in the word Rosh Yeshiva, is called Samuch. That means it's not the head, the Yeshiva. It's the head of the yeshiva. So if you're saying that he's the head of the yeshiva, you can't put the hay by the rosh. You can't say ha rosh yeshiva. It's al pi dikduk, you can't do that. What do you want to say? What's the difference between a rosh yeshiva and the rosh yeshiva? Rosh yeshiva is a rosh yeshiva. You didn't specify. If you want to specify who you're talking about, the specification goes on the yeshiva. Rosh ha-yeshiva. That's how you have to say it. You can't say ha-rosh yeshiva. Kokel is a combination of the ke, like, and the hey, of the. It's as though it says ke ha-kel. And the Pashtus is, we're saying, Kael Yeshurun, the God of Yeshurun. There's no one like the God of Yeshurun. So it should say, Ein Kael Yeshurun. Ein Kael Yeshurun. If Kael is Somuch to Yeshurun, the God of Yeshurun, then you can't put a hay on the word Kael. But the Pasuk does. Ein kokel, ein ke hokel yeshurun. So the medrash, the pshat is, ein kokel, comma. There is no one like Hashem. Now you can say, ein ke hokel. There's no one like Hashem. So then what's yeshurun? So the medrash, there is someone like Kokel. Umi Kokel, Yeshurun, Yisrael Sabo. Reb Rachia b'shem Reb Simon Omer, Ein Kokel. Umi Kokel, Yeshurun, Yisrael Sabo. The pshat, the pasuk within the Medrash is that there is someone like Hashem. Who's that? Yaakov Avinu. Yeshurun. Ein kokel. There's no one like Hashem. But Yeshurun is like Hashem. What's the pshat? Yeshurun is one of the names of Yaakov Avinu. He's like Hashem. How's he like Hashem? So they're Mevarim. Ma Kodesh Baruch Hu Kosuv Boi V'Niskav Hashem Levadoi Af Yaakov V'Yivose Yaakov Levadoi. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu we see V'Niskav Hashem Levadoi, the Nekuda of Levadoi. Medrash says, Chazal say, in the Pasuk V'Yivose Yaakov Levadoi, Levadoi, that's the middle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Levadoi, which we find by Yaakov Avinu, says he was Levadoi, that tells us the Yaakov Avinu has a similarity to Hashem. In this Bechina of Levadoi, Hashem is Levadoi, Niska of Hashem Levadoi, and Yaakov Avinu was Levadoi. And therefore, we can say that Yaakov Avinu is like Hashem, is like Hokeil. What's the Bir Hadvarim? Pli Atzuma. Yaakov Avinu happened to be there because the Pachim Ketanim, he crossed over again, he was Levadoi. Chazal sees not Stab. At this point, when he came to the battle with the sorrow shall Esav, Yaakov Avinu rose to his Etzem Madrega of Levadoi, which is a Madrega of Elokus. What's the Bir HaDvarim? Efshe, lo misyave to say this is the Emes Lamitoi, ke'ein zeh, I heard from the Mashgiach. So what the Mashgiach says, the Emes Lamitoi, could be that I'm being mekalkel, being masbir, noch for what he said. The Rambam, the beginning of Yesodei HaTorah, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Motzi Rishon V'hu Mamzi Kol HaNimtzo. Yesodei V'avod HaChochmas Leida Sh'yesh a Motzi Rishon V'hu Mamzi Kol HaNimtzo. There is a Metzias which always existed, and it causes the Metzias of everything else. And to explain a bit more clearly, the Rambam says the Ocha Beis, Im Yale al Adas, Shehu Eina Motzui, if Chas V'Sholem a person will think there's no Hashem, Ein Dova Achi Yochali Motzis, nothing else could exist. Because everything exists, Mikoyach Hashem Yisborach. Halacha Gimel, V'im Yale al Adas, She'ein kol ha-nimtzoyim milevadoi mitzuyim. And if you'll imagine, nothing else exists other than him, which was true before the Bria. Hu levadoi yemotzui. He will still exist. Ve'lo yivutel hu lebitulom. And nothing will affect him. It doesn't affect him, like we say in Shachris, or we should say in Shachris, before Karbonis, if you know what that is. Atohu, ad sheloi nivra ha'olam. Atohu mishanivra ha'olam. The Rebbeinu Shalom was the same before shanivra ha'olam, and it's the same after shanivra ha'olam. Shekol ha'nimtzoyim tzrichim loy. Everything needs him for their existence. V'hu baruch hu, einu tzorich lahem v'loy le'echot behem. And Hashem doesn't need anything. Hashem is self-contained. Hashem's Metzius is totally self-contained. He didn't have any cause which brought him into existence. He doesn't have anything which keeps him existing. Masha'ein Kain, everything else. He brings us into existence and he keeps us existing. Zog the Rambam, Lefichach, Ein Amitoso Ka Amitas Echod Mehem. The Amitus of Hashem, the Emes of Hashem, is not like the Emes of anything else. Lichayra, this is the Midah of Levadoi. Ulaosid Lovoi, Kodesh Baruch Hu will show us clearly, V'niskav Hashem Levadoi Bayoimahu. On that day, V'hoyo Bayoimahu, Yeh Hashem Echod, Ushmoi Echod, will realize that He's one, alone, Yochid Umiyuchod, unique. And not only is He, but our Hakara of Him, Shmoi, is also Echod. We'll understand. He's Levadoi. What does it mean? Ein Amitosoi, Kamitas Echod Mehem? His truth. What does it mean, His truth? What does the word Emes mean? Chazal say Emes is the oisius which spread over the whole Aleph base. Aleph, Mem, Tov. Aleph is the first ois, Mem is the middle ois. If you put the final oisius into the Mansbach, you put it into the Seder of the Aleph base, and Tov is the last. The oisius of Aleph base is the Metzias. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Bria, Bedibur, with oisius. Gemara says, Betzalel knew to be Mitzarif, the oisius Shebaim Nivru Shamayim Va'aretz. When we say that something's true, what does that mean? True means that the statement is in keeping with the Metzius. If you say that we're here in New York, and this shmooze is taking place in New York, it's not true. Why isn't it true? That's not the Metzius. If you say we're here in Yerushalayim Yer HaKodesh, that's Emes. That's the Metzius. The Metzius of Hashem, how real is that Metzius? We've just explained that it's absolutely real. It's muchach. It's self-contained. When we say that we exist, is that entirely true? It's not entirely true. More accurately would be to say we are being caused to exist by Hashem. We don't have independent existence. So that's what the Rambam means. Nefichoch ein amitosoi kamitas echot mehem. His metzias, his reality, as we'll try translate it like that, his reality is different than the reality of anything else. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam is real be'emes. And everything else is only real kol zman that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants it to exist. Hu she'anovi oimer, v'ashem elokim emes. And that's what the Novi means when he says Hashem is elokim emes. Hu levadoi ho emes ve'ein la'acher emes ki amitoi. He is the only emes. Pirush, he is the only reality. Levadoi. Ve'ilacha emes kamitoi. V'hu sha'toyra oimeres ein oin melevadoi. The Torah says, we say it three times a day, ein oin melevadoi. What's the pshat? We're not Hashem. Some people think they are, but even the emes, we're not Hashem. So what's the pshat? Ein oid milavadoi. Chore yesh oid milavadoi. So the Rambam, ein motzui emes milavadoi kamoisoi. Ein oid milavadoi means there's no other muchrach ha-metzias. There's no other metzias which is so metzias like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ein oid milavadoi. The Rambam keeps on being madgish. Levadoi, levadoi, levadoi. What's the nekuda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nizkar Hashem levadoi bayomahu? His amitus. His buchach hametzius. His reality. But Yaakov Avinu, Chazal saw in this pasuk, Vayivase Yaakov levadoi, alone, self-contained. That's similar to the metzias of Hashem Yisbarach, which is levadoi, self-contained. Nothing is goyrim his metzias, completely oimed levad, ein oid melevadoi. U Yaakov Avinu has Bebechinas ma, that bechina. Kamuvon. Yaakov Avinu is a nivra. Yaakov Avinu needs Hashem for his metzias. Kamuvon. Obamidas ma. Yaakov Avinu came to that bechina of being self-contained. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kosev Bo V'Nizkav Hashem Levadoi Af Yaakov Vayivase Yaakov Levadoi. The Pasuk says another Nebuch part of Davening Uvol Etzion. Say it so quick, I don't know how anybody can say it so quick or understand it Bechlal. Titein emes liYaakov. Yaakov Avinu's midah was emes. What does it mean? It was emes. He always told the truth. We see that that's not true. Ganze parasha with Yitzchok. Was it complete sheker? Gneivas das. Why was it mutter? V'chule v'chule. I'm saying. Or was pure emes. Mi'ato b'ni. What should have been the emes? Yaakov. Then the whole show would have been over. And we wouldn't be here today. Aval kol panim. What does it mean to take emes liYaakov? Yaakov has that bechina of amitus of Hashem Yisborach. We saw last week at the Yisod of Yaakov is to understand the combination of the Midas HaChesed and the Midas HaDin and the Tachlis of the Midas HaChesed and Midas HaDin is to produce the Mensch who can be Omed Levadoi. How is the Omed Levadoi that the Eibishter gives the Adam Bechira? V'kol bidei shamayim chutz miyira shamayim. Bechira is the Mensch himself. Now how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu give the Mensch Bechira? Because he creates the Mensch. Da'aseh Adam. Bitzalmeinu kitmuseinu. Bitzalmeinu kitmuseinu. So the Sipur now. Kidmuseinu is the Koach HaBechira, which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Levadoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is self-contained. Bechira is when someone decides what to do himself. He can have all sorts of hashbaras being mashpia on him, and he decides himself. That's Bechira. That's Kidmuseinu. So the Sibono Tzalmeinu, Tzelem Elokim, Vayivro Elokim es Adam Betzalmo Betzelem Elokim Bara Oisoi. So the Sibono Elohim means seichel. Anything which is be'ike seichel is called Elohim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kulo seichel. Elohim. Malachim don't have a guf. They're sichlim. They're called in Svarim sichlim nivdalim. They're seichels. Is they called Elohim? Judges. We find a Dayan is called Elohim. Elohim. Ad. O Elohim, Yovei Dvashnei. Why is the judge called Elohim? Because the Tachlis, a Dayan, is meant to be done al pi sichloi, without any shoichat, without any negias, purely seichel, seichel atoyr. Tzelem Elohim, says the Sipurna, is the Rebbeinu Shalom created the Adam with the koyach to become Elohim. The koyach to become a bas seichel completely. Says that that's the posuk, which we say on Yom Shlishi. Ani omarti Elohim atim, uvnei elyon kulchem. I created you to become Elohim. The bas seichel. I gave you the tzelem Elohim. I gave you the koyach to become Elohim. Ubimela. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the Adam with another aspect. A guf, ofo minu adoma. A guf, bahami. A guf, which is misave taivas. And that's how the Bechira comes. This complete stira, apparent stira, the seichel and the guf, the tzelem Elohim, you can become Elohim, or you can be a behemoth. And what's the machriya kidvuseinu, the koyach ha-Bechira? The Adam is unique in the whole Bria. There is no other koyach like that. Malachim don't have a problem with the guf. They don't have a guf. They don't have bechira. Behemoths don't have a problem with their seichel. They don't have any seichel. Don't have bechira. Only the Adam, the tachlis of the bria, is created with these two bechinas and the koyach ha-bechira. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Adam to become as similar to him as his Shayach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give gewaltige schar to the Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give lisaneg al Hashem. V'lehonez viziv shchinosoi. To be so close to Hashem Yisbarach. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give us. In order to have that Tanug, we have to be more doime to Hashem. What's the nekuda of Hashem we saw? Amitosoi, levadoi, self-contained. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the Adam that he can also be self-contained to the degree that Shayach for a Nivra. Enoch Hanami, a Nivra always has to have the boiri. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this plea. HaKol bidei shamayim, chutz miyir ha-shamayim. There, Mr. Adam, you do it yourself. You become a yesh. You become an emes. You become something real. That's the tachlis bria sa Adam. How do we do that? We have a koach ha-seichel, but we have a koach ha-guf. So the chayvah salvav is that when a person, we need to be mechazik the seichel against the guf, so we need something which is pure seichel, which can be mechazik the seichel. But on the other hand, it also has to be misyachis to the guf. So we need a chochmeh, which will be mechazik our seichel connected to guf. And that chochmah is Torah. Torah is the only chochmah which can bring a person to Kedusha. What's Kedusha? Chai HaSeichel. When the Seichel sholit on the Guf, and the Seichel is Male the Guf, that's Kedusha. As I zog the Korban Aaron, the God brings in Shulchan Aruch. Chai HaSeichel is Kedusha. Torah tells us Kedoshim to you. Torah gives us the Mahalach, how to use the Guf. Ramach mitzusese, keneged, ramach evarim. How do we use the guf? But not how do we use the guf for taiva. The other chochmas, ultimately are designed to make life more comfortable, to increase our taiva, or there are chochmas which has no yachas to the guf, bichlal. Only Torah, miloshen hayra, shows us how to use the guf. But to use the guf to get kedusha, not to use the guf to get taiva. Titein emes leYaakov. What is that emes that Yaakov has? Yaakov Avinu's midas or emes. So in evolution we say, tzidkoscha tzedek, v'seiroscha emes. Torah is emes. Titein emes liYaakov. Pirish, titein Torah liYaakov. Yaakov's midah is Torah ki yodua. Yoshev aholim. Yaakov's midah is emes ki yodua. Ishtom. They're two sides of the same coin. To become the ish emes, to become the mensch who's muchach hametzias, who's not tali on anything mi bachutz, who can be boicher, emes and bechira, and not be schlepped after the guf and the shibud malchias and the ashboyas, but can elevate his guf. It's only mikach Torah. Vigdishu is kedosh Yaakov. Yaakov's midah is kedusha. This is a three-sided coin. It's another side of the same coin. Emes, Torah, Kedusha. It's all the same. Different bechinas of the same idea. And how do we have that koyach? Tzelem Elokim. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us with. As a Rambam, you may have heard, the end of Shemitah v'Yovel. But it's not a deher, which maybe you didn't have this deher in the words of the Rambam. V'lo shevit levi bilvad, elo kol ish v'ish mikol boi ha'oilam, ashe nod v'rucha oisoi. Any person, any ish, any mensch with a tzelem Elokim can come to this Madrega. What is this Madrega? The Madrega of Shevet Levi. What is this Madrega? Listen carefully. Hevino Madoi. It starts with his Seichel. Havana through his Seichel. Lihi Badel. To separate himself. Lamed lifnei Hashem, l'sholsoi u'le'ovdoi, l'odea es Hashem. He wants to get close to Hashem. He wants to know Hashem. That's Torah. Torah is l'das es Hashem. Kol parim, that's what we say in Birchas HaTorah. V'nei kulanu v'chule, yoidei shemecho. That's the tachlis of Torah. V'holach Yoshar k'v'she'asor Elokim. Yoshar is the Madrega of Seichel. Find many, many places. Yashrus. Seichel is Yoshar. When a person goes away from the Seichel, he goes krum. An ovoin is Loshen Ivus. It's crooked. The derech haseichel is the derech hayosho. Yisharim abale seichel. V'holach yosho k'mosha sol elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mensh seichel. He gave him selem elokim. Uporak me'al savoroi oil ha'cheshboinus ha'rabim ha'shebikshu b'nei Adam. It's all the posuk in Koheles. Elokim osos Adam yoshar v'heba bikshu cheshboinus rabim. All the cheshboinus the people make, the cheshboinus which start from the sorrow shel Esav and come to Esav, the goyish cheshboinus, what's the ik of the world? What's choshuv? What's not choshuv? All these cheshboinus. A person can throw off all these cheshboinus. Porak me'al savorei, oyla cheshboinus harabim. Because if a person goes yosha, kemosha, so elokim, he won't be nispater after all these cheshboinus. Hareze niskadesh kodesh kodoshi. Then he becomes kodesh kodoshi. The Madrega of Kedusha. Seichel, a life al pi Seichel, brings the person to Kedusha. So now we have a fourth side of the Sugya. Torah, Emes, Kedusha, Seichel. Seichel is Yashrus. Yosha, which are so Elohim. Now let's go back to the Medrash. Perhaps we'll understand the Medrash. Before we go to the Medrash, there's a Shvera Rashi later in the Parsha. After the Ma'aseh with Shechem, Vayomer Yaakov Lusa Sheberetz Kanaan, he based Kael, Hu v'chol ha'om ashe'imoi, Vayimen Shom Mizbeach, Vayikra l'amokum Kael, based Kael. Before the Ma'aseh Shechem. Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach, Vayikra Eloi Kael, Lekei Yisrael. Dr. Rashi, he called the Mizbeach Kael, Lekei Yisrael. Of Lechoira, you can explain the pasuk differently. Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach, Vayikra, it doesn't say Vayikra Yaakov, Kael elokei Yisrael. Vayikra lo Kael elokei Yisrael. What's the Kael elokei Yisrael? So Trashi v'Rabbi Seidu Dorshu for the Gemara Megillah. Shakodesh Baruch Hu kora liYaakov Kael. Kodesh Baruch Hu kora liYaakov Kael. Ayitochim. Yaakov is Kael. And now we'll go back to the Medrash. Vayivase Yaakov levadoi. Nebrachia b'shemim simen oma ein kokeil. Umi kokeil. Who is like Kael? Yeshurun. Yashar. Mr. Yashar. Mr. Seichel. Mr. Telem Elohim. Yaakov Avinu activated completely his Telem Elohim. As a Tzelem Elokim. Ani Omarti Elokim Atem. You can become like Kael. You can be self-contained. You could be the boicher, the one who lives al pi seichel, yeshurud, yasha, yashrus. Torah teaches us the yashrus, how we could live. And that brings us Torah's emes. Baruch Elokeinu Shebra'anu Lichvoido Venosan Lonu Torah's emes. The Torah shel ha'emes. Torah's emes doesn't mean the true Torah. It's the Torah of the emes. It's the Torah how to live al pi emes titein emes li'akoy. Tzidchoscha tzedek v'sarascha emes. Ein kokeil. Umi kokeil. Yeshurun, when Yaakov Avinu came to that madrega of Yashrus, Levadoi, completely alone. Oimed Levad, a real Metzias. Ad kidei kach, that he was able to be Menatzeach to Sorah shel Esav. That's the real Metzias. Even a Malach, even the Sorah shel Esav. All the Ashpas of Esav, and everything that the Samech Mem, everything that the Satan tried to destroy him, he wasn't able to. Lo yochal noi. Meridika madrega. Ba kodesh boru kosuboi v'niska v'ashem levadoi, af Yaakov v'ayivose Yaakov levadoi. We are called Yisrael. I'll shame that Yashrus, Yashar Kale. We were also created with a Tzelem Elokim. We can also activate our Tzelem Elokim. We can also become Yeshurun. Shema Toima, can we? That's the Rambam. Sof Yovelis. Yes, we can. We can be holech yoshar kashe oso elokim. We can be niskadish mekodesh kadoshi. We can reach the madrigas of kedusha. If hevina madoi, it starts with living a life of seichel. To be make the cheshbonos al pi Torah and be poirek me'aleinu oil cheshbonos harabim. When we're in that room alone, when we come to the possibility of showing Hashem Yisbarach, yes, we have the madrega of levadoi. We're self-contained. We have bechira, then nisyonos. Abba, we can show you, Ribbono Shel'olam. We have the tzelem elokim. That's what we can learn from Avinu Yaakov. Yisrael Saba. We look to the three Avos, but the combination of all the Avos, the Bechira Avos, that's Yaakov Avinu. And Yaakov's Brocha is Ato Kodosh, Eshimcha Kodosh. Mufresh Muvdal the Ribbono Shel Olam. Who can have Shaychus to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Ukdoishim, Yisrael, shenikru kedoishim, kedoishim to you, ukdoishim, bechol yom yahalelu chosela, kedoishim can be behalel Hashem, boruch ato Hashem, okel HaKodosh. Kedoishim can be behalel Hashem, ato choynei lodom das, umlamed leenosh bina, choneinu meyit chodeya bina ve Haskel, give us the koyach to be Bale Seichel so that we can be a Kodosh, so that we can be Mahal of you. Baruch Ato Hashem, Choynein Hadoas, not Stam Das. Das from Torah, Das to be a Yoide Hashem, Yoide Shmecho. Das to become the Ish Emes, the Levadoi, that I can be real and not just a product of the silly world which we find ourselves, and change the silly world which we find ourselves in to a proizdo le'olam haba, to a mokum where We could be dovik to Hashem Yisbarach, and we could reach that madrega of Ein Kokeil, Umi Kokeil, Yeshurun.